Aircheckdownloads.com.
K103, Manchester's number one hit music station.
Mr. Know It All, will you?
Jersey on.
What? I don't know.
Jason Derulo, Manchester's Q103. That is Talk Dirty. And the big hits for your Saturday morning continue. Here's The Killers and Human.
I did my best to notice. Or are we dancers?
It's Q103, Manchester. Good morning. It's just gone 7:15, Saturday, October the 26th. This is Rick Horton. The big storm is coming. They reckon the worst since 1987. Trees will be uprooted. Structural damage to buildings. All sounds lovely, doesn't it? It's going to start tomorrow night and go through into early Monday morning. Monday, we're going to see the worst of it, apparently. Down south is where they will see the most structural damage. But I looked at the weather forecast on Sky News last night, and to me, it looks as though the storm is going straight through Manchester. So brace yourself for that on Monday morning.
Saturday mornings on Key 103.
Toby Carvery, home of the roast.
Win your share of over £500 of family lunches at key103.co.uk.
Manchester's number one hit music station, Key 103.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
Baby, I'll
let me live that fantasy.
Do like that. It's the Vodafone Big Top 40 number one at the moment. Lord and Royals. Lord is from New Zealand and she is just 16 years old. It's Key 103 Manchester. Saturday morning. It's Ricardo and here's Mad Con. There's Pink and Lily Allen at Key 103, True Love. According to a survey this week, 70% of us Brits are embarrassed and ashamed of our homes. Half of us are so red-faced about our properties that we refuse to invite people round. I think this is that's a high figure, right? Almost a third of single people say their love life suffering from having to hide their home from potential partners. And a further third say they'd rather find somewhere new than improve their current home. Having said that, though, only 6% of single men who have invited a partner over regretted it, and they said that their guest was appalled at the state of their property. Apparently, we're most embarrassed about our bedrooms, followed by bathrooms and lounges. You know, when you go to that well-known furniture store, there's always a sale on. You must be the unluckiest person in the world, by the way, if you go there and the sale isn't on. But maybe it's about time to think about sprucing up the old house based on that. 70%, it seems like an awful lot.
Saturday mornings on Key 103.
Banking registration required.
Key 103, Chris Brown. This is Ricardo. Saturday, pay weekend for many people. Unless you work for a sort of company that says, oh, you know, last Friday in the month, no, we've got to do it on the last day of the month, which means you'll sort of get paid midweek next week, which isn't very nice. The clocks go back tonight, which means we all get an extra hour in bed tomorrow morning. It also means, really, the official start to winter 2013. We've got that big storm on the way, and they're predicting snowfall in November. What's going on, please? This is Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball. You play this, you just feel like you want to go away and lick a sledgehammer in a dark cupboard.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped.
Someone like me. It's Q103 Manchester. A bit murky this morning, lots of fine drizzle around. Fairly mild though, about 16 degrees will be the high today.
I've been waiting all night for you to tell me.
It's Q103, Rudimental, waiting all night. Marta standing by with the news at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. already? Well, it's going really quickly this morning so far. Then we've got four of your favourite hit music lined up and ready to go after that.
Saturday morning.
Lloyds Bank internet banking registration required.
Manchester's number one hit music station.
Key 103.
Good morning, it's 8 a.m. with the latest news for Manchester. Here's Marta.
Jimmy Savile's former flatmate and chauffeur will appear in court today.
Highs of 15 degrees.
Key 103. Manchester's number one hit music station.
Key 103.
103 Manchester Hot right now from DJ Fresh, and now the last ever song from JLS. This is Billion Lights.
It feels so beautiful, baby.
It's the last song ever from JLS. Billion Lights. It's Manchester's Q103. Good morning. You're waking up to a fairly gloomy day. Some heavy winds later on as we get ready for this big storm that's supposed to be happening tomorrow night and Monday morning. Temperatures fairly mild, though, about 16 degrees. In showbiz news today, The Who have said they'll stop touring after their next jaunt, which will celebrate their 50th year as a band. Simon Webb from Blue has been declared bankrupt, even though they've just done the tour and the Comeback Greatest Hits LP. And there's rumours that a film version of 24 with Kiefer Sutherland is in the pipeline. They've been talking about that for the last couple of years, but hopefully now it will happen. And if you're going on a date this weekend, then a survey has found that you're more likely to be remembered if you wear red for a first date. Men are the most likely to start a relationship with a woman who wears that colour. Scarlet is the safest colour to wear, while the ones to avoid are yellow and brown, ladies. Women are most receptive to men who wear grey and easily forgot if you're wearing pink, blokes. More than a quarter of the people surveyed, that's 27% of men, said they remembered their partner wore red on a first date. 92% said they remember what their partners wore on the first date on the first time they went out. The top five colours worn by women are number one, red, number two, blue, then green, then black, then purple. So think about your colour coordinates if you're having a first date this evening or over this weekend.
Checkdownloads.com.